Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. In today's program, the IMF approves another $116 million for Ghana to help in its continuing economic recovery.
This money is definitely needed to support the reserves of the central bank for financing the balance of payments, because to maintain financial stability, the central bank needs to have some cushions to mitigate some external shocks.
Ghana's economy, once a model for growth in West Africa, took a turn for the worse in 2012. It's been getting help from the IMF since April of 2015 under a three-year program known as the Extended Credit Facility. The arrangement could provide the country more than $900 million if all the targets are met. The IMF board just approved the third review of the country's economic performance, and Joël Toujas-Barnaté, IMF mission chief for Ghana, says good progress has been made since the last review less than a year ago.
Well, in terms of progress, you know, one of the key objectives of the program was to reduce the fiscal deficit and bring the debt accumulation down. And on this front, I mean, the authorities have made quite substantial progress. We project this year the fiscal deficit to be about 5% of GDP lower than 2 years ago. This is a major achievement that we don't see in many countries in such a period of time. This was absolutely needed because of the rapid debt accumulation that we have seen in recent years. But still, I mean, this is really a great achievement. And as a result, we expect the debt ratio to GDP to decline this year for the first time. Also, you know, we have seen reduced pressures on the exchange rate. Exchange rate in the past has depreciated quite substantially. Over the last year, it has been remarkably stable, thanks to the tight fiscal policy, but also a tighter monetary policy. So overall, good progress, but, you know, growth has weakened. Inflation remains still relatively elevated. And also more work is needed in terms of structural reforms to really entrench all the gains that have been achieved so far.
So you paint a pretty good picture of progress that the authorities have made on various fronts. But in this review, there is also a waiver for one of the performance criteria under the program. Why did that have to be included in this review?
Well, you always have some adjustments to make in the program because of unforeseen developments. So in this particular case of the third review, there were some minor deviations in the wage bill and also in some monetary targets. But corrective actions have been taken by the authorities, and on that basis, the executive board indeed granted some waivers for these missed targets.
Mm. And there's also recently been some legislation passed, the government passed some legislation that allows it to borrow from the Bank of Ghana at a fixed rate. Doesn't this also undermine one of the conditions under the program?
Well, important laws indeed have been passed recently by Parliament, including amendments to the Central Bank Law, but also Public Finance Management Law, a new law, as well as a new Banking Laws and Deposit Protection Act. All these laws, you know, have brought some improvements in various areas. In particular, the Bank of Ghana Act is improving to some extent the governance of the central bank and also its autonomy. But as you said, some amendments which were presented and proposed by the authorities, the Ministry of Finance and the central bank, to Parliament did not garner the support from Parliament. In particular, this provision that will continue to allow central bank financing for the government. We see this as a risk to possibly undermine the credibility, autonomy, and effectiveness of monetary policy in the medium term. And the authorities actually fully share also this concern. And this is why they remain fully committed to the principle of zero financing from the central bank to government. This will remain a condition under the program going forward. And also the authorities intend to prepare and present to Parliament next year new amendments which would eliminate this possibility. And they are hopeful that after, renewed consultations with a new Parliament next year, they will be able to garner the needed support to get this amendment passed. Mm.
And this review also, the long-term projections for Ghana's economy in this review are largely based on oil production, the continuation of and the increase of oil production. But given the price of oil these days, can the government really expect to increase revenues from oil?
Well, there has been already new oil field, which started production this summer. So, and there are new fields also expected to come on stream in 2018. And so this will indeed increase the oil production. And this is, I would say, relatively independent of the international market prices. There have been investments already going on. And so we expect this oil production to increase. But I would like to remind everyone that, we often talk about Ghana as an important oil producer. Actually, it is not so large. Oil production for now represents only 5 to 6% of total GDP in Ghana, also only 5% of total budget revenue. So I would say it's an important source of income and production, but it's not the largest part of the economy.
Mm. So this IMF program has been getting a lot of attention in Ghana and outside of Ghana. Do you think that the targets set under the program are getting more attention now because of this the upcoming presidential election in December? And do you think that election is going to add pressure on the government to contain spending?
Well, obviously, when we look at past experiences in previous election cycles where we have seen large fiscal slippages in the past, this risk is in the mind of many, fiscal pressures, fiscal slippages in the run-up to elections. But, so far, as I explained earlier, we have seen the authorities firmly sticking to the fiscal discipline and maintaining their efforts to bring the fiscal deficit down. They have repeatedly expressed their full commitment to continue, including at the highest level by the president. I believe that they are also aware that this year, now with a higher level of debt than in the past, they have very little room actually for fiscal slippages, because this would have even more devastating effects than in the past in terms of loss of investor confidence, which could then trigger a deeper financial crisis. So I believe the authorities are fully conscious and aware, and they indeed repeated their commitment, and so far we can see that they stick to these objectives.
And so how much more money can Ghana expect to receive under this program, and where do you think this money is most needed?
Well, this money is definitely needed to support the reserves of the central bank for financing the balance of payments, because the reserves, international reserves, are still at a relatively low level. And as I said, to maintain financial stability, including on the exchange rate, the central bank needs to have some cushions to be able to mitigate some external shocks which cannot be avoided. So We will continue to disburse. Each tranche is about $115 million US dollars under the program.
That was Joël Toujas-Barnaté, IMF Mission Chief for Ghana. You can read more on Ghana's economy, including its latest economic reviews, at imf.org. And you can hear more IMF podcasts like this one on iTunes or SoundCloud or on your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts.